Jamal, talk me through real quickly the interception last week and just making that play. How big was that for your team and winning the game?
Big play. Ending their momentum going into half and good call at the right time and had a chance to take it back and score, but I got caught.
Okay, you got a multi-dimensional quarterback. What do you have to do this weekend to try to get Cam off his game?
He's a good quarterback. We just got to go out there and do what we do, play our defense and play our style, run, hit, and effort.
How careful do you have to be with the chippiness that this game's going to kind of probably bring on?
Yes, it's going to be a hard game, man. I mean, we owe them. It's a division game, and you know those games are always hard, and you never take them lightly, and man, it's going to be a big game.
Have fun.
Thanks, man.
He was just asking about it. Does it show up on tape when you look back, like extra pushing, shoving? Are they trying to get under people's skin?
Yeah, you're always going to see some of that. I mean, this emotion is going to be running high that game and stuff like that. But, I mean, those things you just got to deal with and persevere through.
Did you notice at all? I know O'Brien was just saying a minute ago, Cam running up and down the sideline last game. They took the photo of doing the dab or whatever. Did you notice that? Did that bother you at all?
Nah, I didn't notice. We're just out there playing, man. All that extra inside stuff, we'll handle that later, but it's more about doing what we're doing, playing our style of ball.
How long do bad losses like that one stick with you or stick with the team versus, you know, having a good win? Just stick in your mind.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to dwell on it, but it's always there. We know what we have to get done, and we know what we have to do to win, and that's what we're going to go out there and do.
I hate to bring up a bad memory, but what is, you know, NFL, college, high school, is there any, like, loss that is still, like, man, that one still bugs me from your whole career, not just NFL?
I wouldn't even remember. Nah, I don't know.
Done that good a job putting it out of your mind?
Yeah, man, I mean, it's over with now. Like, I'm here now. This is all I'm worried about. If anything, it's the Carolina game, so.
What kind of things did you see on tape that, you know, give you confidence that it'll be different this time dealing with their offense?
With Carolina, I mean, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to run their game plan. Nothing's going to change from 2 weeks. They're going to do their thing. But more with us is guys, we showed up last week. The guys are playing hard. Everybody's playing hard. And that's what happens when we go out there and do what we do. We come out with a win. So that's the main thing.
Does it help going up against a team twice in 3 weeks instead of a team like the Saints that kind of look at their season?
It's different. But, I mean, the best thing about it is that nothing's going to change. They're not going to change their whole game plan within 2 weeks or a week or so. So, I mean, it's going to be more hard-nosed football because we both know what to expect coming out. So that's what's really going to be.
How different is the zone with Cam running as opposed to another quarterback?
It's way different. Most quarterbacks, they see a guy out there, they're giving the ball. Cam will take that chance and run. He's a big guy, and a big guy to tackle, so we got to go out there and just wrap him up.